A South Australian state MP has flown to Tokyo to lobby the Japanese government to ban the manufacture of a very particular type of doll. And this is a story you may not want any children nearby to be listening to, so perhaps volume down for a couple of minutes if that's you. The dolls are child sex dolls. Disturbingly, PM can reveal that one manufacturer of the dolls is using pictures of real children taken from social media to customise orders. Rhett Burney reports.
It's another sickening threat to children being facilitated via the internet. Predators are now able to steal a child's picture and send it to a made-to-order manufacturer of child sex dolls in Japan.
So somebody could take a photo of a child in a park, somebody could download a photo on social media and send that to the manufacturers of these dolls, and they will be made to look exactly like that child, which should be alarming to any parent.
South Australian MP Connie Benaris lobbied for the importation of the dolls into her state to be banned and criminalised. That law passed in August. Federal laws carrying a 15-year maximum jail term passed in Parliament in September.
And up until that point, the police, our customs officials, they had their hands tied behind their back in terms of taking any action when these dolls were found in the possession of anybody.
Department of Home Affairs figures show that 133 child sex dolls were detected by import authorities in the 5 years from mid-2013 to mid-2018. In South Australia, six people have been charged with being in possession of one since the new laws took effect. Online safety expert Jo Stewart Rattray says the fact that the dolls can be made to order using a child's image should sound alarm bells with parents who post their child's photos online. Is it the case now that it's just safer not to put photos of your children online?
Absolutely, and certainly don't identify the children as being your own. That's the other thing. I mean, I have a couple of friends who just refer to them as Mr. 10 and Miss 11, that sort of thing. So the child's name is never actually mentioned, so it can't be associated with an individual either as a parent. So it's really sad, given that this is often a way that families communicate from long distance.
You know. Are you aware of cases where children's faces have been used in made-to-order child sex dolls in Japan?
That's just a dreadful, dreadful thing. No, I'm not aware of any particular instance here in Australia where that's happened, but no doubt it has happened somewhere, I feel sure.
Today, Ms. Benaris, who is a member of the minor party, SA Best, is in Tokyo to lobby the Japanese government to ban the manufacture of child sex dolls.
The main manufacturer in Japan of these dolls is a self-confessed pedophile who openly and blatantly talks of the manufacture of these products and their exportations to countries like Australia.
Ms. Benaris says the company uses multiple legal loopholes to both manufacture and export the child sex dolls. She's met several journalists in Tokyo to raise the issue, but a meeting with Justice Minister Katsuyuki Kawai was cancelled at the last minute due to a scheduling clash. Ms. Benaris says the minister has agreed to meet her at a later date.
Rhett Burney with that report.